Informal discussions with Ajahn Suchin in Bang Sai, Thailand, November 2019. Recorded by Vincent, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Week 1. Vincent, Pat, Santi, and Nana.
Talking about the Kalapa, and then one of the 8 inseparable rupa is the nutritive essence, the Oja. And then here the book says...
Actually, it's pronounced Ocha.
Ocha, okay. Ocha, and then it said the rupa, which is one of the conditions for the arising of other rupas. So it's one of the 4 origins that can condition the rupas. And then the next paragraph said, the 4, the earth, fire, wind, water, the 4 elements, the 4 principal rupas are the condition for the other rupas, but not the other way around. The other rupa cannot condition the 4 principal rupas. Some people can be confused here because it just says the Ocha condition all the other rupa, which include the 4 principal rupas.
Not in the
Kalapas. Not in the Kalapas, no.
The other Kalapas.
Right. That's clear. It's not in the Kalapas.
No.
Right. But the other Kalapas or...
The next one,
right, could be conditioned by Ocha. I remember some people was a little bit confused about this.
About
Ocha condition other rupas, and
no,
then
not in the same color.
Right, not in the same color. Okay. Yes, that's clear.
That's clear.
You get the point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we were translating, and Pat noticed while she was translating us.
Sometimes it depends on the way of translation.
Mm-hmm.
But the point, the important point, is the understanding. Do you have any point to discuss?
I think Pat, she prepared some question people ask in the line group.
I just prepared some question like people always, because we have a discussion group and the people always ask this question. So we would like to hear. Actually, when people ask, Vincent already give us the answer, but I would like to hear from Tang Azan. Vincent, 回向的英文是什么?
回向,我这个是,
this one is from myself. I just want to have a personal question first.
Okay.
It's another way of the punya, usala kama, because I attend punya kriya.
It's including this?
Yeah, because for dana, there are 3. The actual dana, giving away things for the other's benefit.
Yeah.
So it brings another 2, kusala bhavi of dana. When anyone heard about it, they might enjoy or not enjoy. When it's kusala citta, we appreciate the other's good deeds. That is another kusala.
Mm.
Comes from dana. If there's no dana, no moment to be appreciated at all. But since we heard or we saw anyone did that, so there can be moment of appreciation, and that moment is kusala. When the person who gave is not the one we like, we might not appreciate. But when it's your friend, or can be anyone, but you have accumulated lots of kusala to be able to appreciate the other's good deeds, and that moment it arises to be the appreciation of the other's good deeds, comes from dana. And this is true. Even you see or heard about this, it can condition citta, which appreciate in the other's good deeds, that is kusala as well, by way of dana, from dana.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no dana, there cannot be conditioned to appreciate anyone's good deeds.
But may not be the intended person, right? Because when you are doing this, you have some person in your mind, right?
When you hear the contribution to the Mulatiti, the foundation, Mm-hmm. You don't know that person.
No.
But you know the good deeds that person has done.
Right.
So it conditions the moment of enjoy,
yes,
or appreciate,
right,
that it's good enough.
But that's not your question. That's not past
about
question.
The third one. The third one is when you have done something good, you can let the other person appreciate. But it depends on that person whether that she will or he will appreciate or not. It's just the same like when you know or when you just be told, mm-hmm, to know about the good deeds.
Mm-hmm.
So extend the merit, it means that in order that person can know about that and appreciate. If that person does not appreciate at all, no kusala.
As I mean person, but
anyone who can know in heaven or anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. So including of the other
who can know.
So who else can know except the
person?
We
don't know. Maybe that person, even we just extend the merit to them, they might not know at all. Or they might know now we are having Dhamma discussion, so they can appreciate even we don't extend our merit or our good deeds.
Do you mean spirit?
Anyone. But not human being.
No.
Because human being has to be told about the good deeds. Otherwise sometimes the person knows. But for the plane of existence, that they can know. Just in that case.
The plan of
existence, which is heaven or
Pita.
Beta.
Beta, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a kind of dana.
Yeah, but because of dana, it brings more kusala. By extending merit, the good deeds, or just having heard about it, or saw what happened. Then we can condition moment of appreciation.
So while we are discussing, have a discussion, probably other
beings
might join us.
Just appreciate that we have now good deeds. We don't know, but in case. Especially the person who are your friends or relatives that enjoy or appreciate the good deeds, like discussion, Dhamma, they might enjoy. Even you don't know, you don't extend the merit to that person, especially.
Even I don't say it,
So when I heard you do something good, even you are far away, I appreciate. If the kusala hasn't done, how can it condition such moment of appreciation, the good deeds of the others? Is it clear?
Yeah, it's clear. I'm always curious about ghosts.
Yeah.
Are they, because ghost is the one existence of the
Asura Kaya.
Yeah, right.
The form of flesh.
Yeah.
Asura Kaya.
Yes.
It's not as happy as the human being, but not as so pain like hell. So it's in between, not being born in hell, not being born as a human being, not being born as the Pita or Peta, and not the animals.
Because in my work, I often hear my colleague talking about, I just see the ghost last night, or they can hear somebody talk, somebody whisper when they sleep. I'm just wondering, is that really happening? Because if we are different level of the existence, how can they see this? Or how can they hear this?
I think that these are thinking.
thinking.
Without thinking, they cannot be ghost or anything at all.
Right.
Yeah. In Italy, one of my friends went there, and the hotel there was very famous about ghosts.
Mm.
So while she sleep at that time, the bed or the just move.
Yeah.
But she thought of, oh, it's only earthquake. And then she kept on sleeping, not thinking about that at all. But for some people, they might be sort of frightened, scared.
Yes.
Because of the thought about ghosts. So it depends. But there must be the plane, which is a human being and not as happy as the heaven, not as bad as hell. They do not play football, things like that. And that is a Surakaya plane. Not because of good deeds, but because of unwholesome deeds, akusala karma. So they just live. We cannot enjoy the food. They cannot do like we do. It's like an other dimension. It might be around here, but not the same as us.
But somehow by condition, some human being can see them.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
It depends on conditions. When you say something different from you see in daily life, you might doubt what is said. But when it's the shape of animal, you think that, oh, it's a kind of animal. But when it's not in that shape, oh, it might be ghost or something. So I think that it's not as clear as understanding. That moment actually is not self. Otherwise, the thinking will bring you away from understanding what's there in truth.
Thinking with fear.
Yeah. While one is in bed, almost fast asleep, and some sound, weird, very weird sound, you feel frightened or scared. Instantly, you don't know what is there. But that sound is not as usual, not normal. So it can condition that kind of feeling.
So it's all what we're thinking.
Thinking with Sanya or thinking with Dosa is different. It's very different.
Because I asked this question to Pippi, and he said similar thing. But he said like, actually we don't really have to afraid of it because we are in different plane, and they are lower than us. So even though you can see, they cannot hurt you. So shouldn't we feel afraid of them?
Be good friend.
like that. Right. Is that? And here's some question that people always ask, like, this one's my question. Like, I cannot distinguish calm and upekkha.
Feeling, you mean?
Yeah.
Upekkha can arise with akusala, but calm cannot arise with akusala. Calms mean away from akusala.
Calm is kusala.
But sati cetasika.
Upekkha arise with akusala.
Can arise with either kusala or kusala.
Can you give me two examples?
Okay. While we have lunch, what kind of feeling were there? Sometimes
attachment.
And sometimes feeling pleasant, unpleasant,
pleasant.
Indifferent, not always pleasant.
When you see this recorder, you maybe have indifferent feeling, but it's not necessary kusala.
So this is the upekkha.
Could be, most likely.
Not upekkha with akusala.
Upekkha vedana, vedana, feeling.
With arise
with lobha.
Lobha.
do you like?
No fish.
Do you take it? Do you dislike it? Indifferent feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Neutral feeling.
It could be that just moha, mula, chitta, right?
Yeah.
Just one.
It arises with moha.
Moha, yeah.
Mula chitta and lopha mula chitta, but not dosha mula chitta at all.
Because in the book, Ubeka has so many...
Ten different.
But I haven't read it yet, but I just write roughly, like there are 10 of them. Mm-hmm.
Can it be more?
No.
Why not?
Because as I'm writing.
No, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. Because just one moment of reality is no matter how many of them. Cannot return after they have fallen away, never to return. So uncountable realities. But we can classify them by way of this or by way of that.
Mm-hmm.
But only once they arise, never to return. That's why actually there's no self, no things, because all gone. Unknowingly all the time, so very rapidly. What feeling is just a moment ago? What was the feeling a moment ago?
Feeling, present feeling.
No. Never can that be told, can be told at all.
Oh.
It's gone. So it has to be known just at the moment when it's there. Is the food delicious? You cannot tell how much or less because it's gone. But you can tell when it's there. Like hardness. How hard it is cannot be told when it's gone. But at moment of when it appears, you know difference between this and this. Uncountable realities. And never to return to be known again at all, no more.
It's very difficult because like Ajahn's clothes is very beautiful, right? Yeah. It looks like a countless visible object arising and pass away, but it looks like it's there.
Yeah.
It just, it's there, it's not falling away, right? Nothing really falling away.
Mm-hmm. That's why that which arises and falls away has not been known yet. There is only idea about that. And when it's clear, understanding, comprehension, it has to be just only one characteristic at a time. But not only one single unit.
No.
Because it has to appear as nimitta. Many, many, many moments together. Uncountable seeing, because so many things are seen. See all around, and see how fast it is.
And some people might think like, when we talk to other people about how good it is to listen to Dhamma, if you have good understanding, probably will bring you out from samsara. But some friends say like, so what? I don't really care if there's a samsara.
Yes, they don't care what would happen in life.
I say, how about if there's like you become a dog, the street dog, the straight dog? Like
who knows? They don't want to be.
I don't care.
No one likes to be like that, but there must be conditions for any conditioned realities.
The teaching is not for everyone.
Oh.
It's not really for everyone.
So if the people who reply like, I don't really care about samsara, whatever I'm going to be is going to be, so That means conversation finished. Mm.
Leave it to conditions.
Oh, okay.
But at least we have the intention to share Dharma, right? And then if it's, they are not interested, then they are not interested.
Okay. And this, people ask, like, how do you know this path is the right path? Because if you want me to give up meditation or other practice, how about is the wrong path?
And what is the path? Where did it lead to?
Their path.
What is meant by path?
Path is to lead to detachment.
Whenever.
That's the right path.
Oh, whatever arises, it means that it has to go. Not just be stay at one place. Whatever arises has to go, never to return. So the path of what we live this life from moment to moment, is it not a path lead to hell or to heaven or to the eradication of defilements? Many paths to go. To heaven?
Because people believe if they keep like chanting, it's probably will bring.
Do they understand what is chanting? The word they say?
Usually we just chanting the sutta.
Yes, but what does it mean? One just says we that which one doesn't understand the whole life. What is Namo Tassa? Even Namo Tassa, what's the meaning of it? What is Namo? Even just one word, Namo. But people say each day, many times, Namo Tassa.
Yeah.
Do they enjoy?
I think they
speak the word
enjoy.
That they don't understand. Just say.
I think they seem to enjoy it because one of my friends, she's keep chanting for more than 10 years.
Yes, but what it mean? What is the meaning of each word? What is Namo? Just say Namo without understanding. What for? For nothing. No. Understood? This is fun. To say the words that one does know the meaning.
I think it must be fun for them, otherwise they couldn't do it for 10
years
for
fun.
Every day.
So it's for fun.
I think they believe like by chanting.
The word that they don't understand. Tell them that it's a word that they do not understand at all.
Many people when they feel anxious or worried, they like to chant. So sometimes it's like a tool to replace the unpleasant feeling.
But ask them,
right.
What does it mean?
No, they don't really understand.
So why?
Right. I mean, they just want to replace the unpleasant feeling.
For fun?
For better feeling. To feel better.
Can it be? Huh? Can it bring the what they like to have?
They probably cannot tell what is the kusala. Somanasa, akusala, somanasa. But they only care about somanasa because they want to get out of somanasa. They just want to get out of the unpleasant.
By saying
feeling.
So? By chanting?
By chanting or by...
What about when there are the understandings of the words they pray or chant? Is it not better to understand what the chant is, what the word?
Yeah, it's better to
better.
Understand, right?
So tell them the better thing.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Is it not good to understand that the words they say for chant? Would they like to know, as in?
So difficult for them to give up what they are doing for so many.
After the Buddha's enlightenment, The Buddha himself said that Dhamma is so very deep, very subtle. His own word.
Mm-hmm.
Even him as the enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
It's his own word. And who are we?
Right.
It's difficult for sure, because no one else can know by themselves, but by hearing the teachings and considering carefully, respectfully too.
Yeah.
Do you have a friend like the chanting whole day?
I have friends, they chant that the Buddha or Buddha, but they believe in just repeating Buddha.
And here's a question. Yesterday, Vincent asked from the group.
I asked the group?
You asked. There's a member in our group in line. He asked one question. Actually, Vincent already gave us the answer. But we would like to hear from Tang Adan so I can reply him. He asked about when observe akusala arise, for example, like angry or hate, does it mean to, what you are teaching is to understand, not to eradicate it. So what do you mean by understand?
Can anyone understand? Or can anyone eradicate? What can one do without understanding? Can the akusala be eradicated? So that person right just to eradicate or to understand, so that the understanding itself will eradicate the akusala. Not I who can do. But whenever there is the understanding, it gradually eliminates akusala little by little, unknowingly.
Because people don't like akusala, usually don't like the dosa. They are basically welcome robot with pleasant feeling. So, people try to do something. Usually we are so used to do something, to change something. And like Ajahn said, it has to be understanding, to understand. The moment of understanding actually already replaced the akusala.
Mm.
And that's the best kusala. Because people are still very concerned about my akusala.
Right.
Yeah.
This new member, he is very interested in Dhamma.
Yeah,
is he Taiwanese?
Yes.
This group are all Taiwanese group. Oh, there are some people from Thailand.
Yeah.
Kun M, like Kun M is in the group. Kun M.
M.
Oh, Kun M.
Yeah, this new member, he asked quite many questions. He's interested in.
A very common question is anatta.
Yes.
So it's beyond control. So they are not used to, then what should I do? The normal reaction is, what should I do? I do nothing? That's a very common reaction.
Can anyone do?
No, there's no. But that's why they are confused. Because the idea of self is still so deep. So. Hello. I think the same thing can be explained again and again. And then, like when when Sarah and John explained to me the first 10 times, the same thing explained to me the first 10 times, I didn't get it. And then suddenly when I get it, it becomes so clear. No, I don't have any particular questions. Okay, maybe mind door. Can we say mind door does not appear now?
That's it.
But mind door is the process of basically Javana Chitta. So when we say mind door, but what is thought about, like a people or story or situation?
Even the Paramattha Dhamma can be object of mind door.
Yes.
The first process, one of the sense though.
Right.
After Bhavanga.
Right. Right. No words yet.
Mm-hmm. So mind can have any object.
Any object, yes. Okay. Any. Right. But when we say mind does not appear, which means mind does not appear as Aramana, right? Does that mean it's not Satipatthana? Can we say, but if mind don't appear, does that mean it's Satipatthana?
It is Pativeda.
Oh, it's already Pativeda.
Pativeda.
Okay.
Because we use the word mind, it seems like we understand. But what appears are only the five spirit objects.
Okay.
And when there is thinking, there is seeing all the time. So what appears, the seeing and the visible object appears, but not that which think about, sorry, or concept.
No. Okay, so it's already Pativeda.
It has to be.
It has to be Pativeda.
Because you see the meaning of Pariyatti and Patipatti and Pativeda.
Right.
Pariyatti is when you understand the teachings clearly, more confidence,
right.
Very stable. And that is conditioned for moment of Patipatti.
Yes.
So no expect to what moment will be the Patipatti at
right.
all. It's just like now. We don't know what would condition what to appear.
Right.
And then there is moment of Sammasati, which is not just the at level of intellectual understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so now when we talk about Dhamma, it is the understanding which is level of intellectual, because we know what citta is, cetasika is, but they do not appear at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about it.
Right.
And when it's time for samma sati, conditioned by the very firm, stable understanding of Pariyatti,
mm-hmm.
it conditioned moment of samma titi and samma sati.
Mm.
Because it cannot be sammasati without sammatiti at all. It can be just sati or giving and so on. So even at this moment, who knows when sammasati will arise with sammatiti. Only when it arises then, it's known that that is sammasati, the direct awareness of an object which it appear unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, but because it hasn't arisen yet, how can we know that the sati will be aware of such and such because it hasn't arisen yet?
Mm-hmm.
So, but the moment sammasati arises with sammatiti, panya knows that this is sammasati of the Eightfold Path. How short it is.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very little.
But still not mind or, that does not mean mind or appear yet.
No idea of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Just begin to understand the difference between the direct awareness and the intellectual understanding.
Right.
And then one realizes what moment is sammasati of the Eightfold Path and what is not, when it's not. So it's truthful to be the right one, with patience, because lopa just creep in all the time, from here to there, to then always like that. So lopa can be known, beginning to know the lopa which hindered the progress of the makkha, the path. It's like this with the patience and truthful to know that nothing can be done. We cannot do anything. When the idea comes in to try, even just a little bit, to be aware of our reality, it's wrong. Panya has to know what's wrong, so that it can eliminate the wrong idea, wrong understanding, literability. Until so long, we don't know which life, what life. It might be in this life because of the previous accumulation. So sudden, so unexpectedly, that it appears to the panya, which is so keen, so sharp, because it's not like any moment before that moment. Because usually the five doorways always covered up the manodharvara. So even there are progresses, a lot of mind process in between. Who knows? Because they do not appear as mind. So what is meant by mind appear? Can you explain?
Can I expect?
Yeah, the moment when mind appear without sense door at all. No world. Because this is the world of sense door. Seeing, hearing, touching, so on.
But can we say the moment of samasati, that also means moment of mind door appear?
Not always. Because you see that we can say, but the mind door does not appear. Even now.
No.
So when touching, heart disappear, mind is there already.
Right.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. It's covered by touching.
Mm-hmm.
So when it appears only, that panya knows that it's quite different from the intellectual understanding and the patipati, because it is pativeda.
Okay.
Imagine the whole world is lost. Just only one reality, which is the object, and that which experience. That's why it is a nama, rupa, prichetayana, because nama is that which has no form, no color, no smell at all, arises and no. It's just experience. So there is the object. When it's rupa, it is rupa, and the nama, which experience. No one, no self at all. Because that is that which can experience. No tree, no canal, no house, no book, anything appear at all. All lost. Just the process of mind.
So, if the object is seen, then the mind will appear, means it's totally dark, right?
When it's not through the eye, though. There can be idol, so quick, so fast, no shape, no form, no being in that which appears through the idol. Just as fast, when we think about the lightning, we know that it's not just ordinary light, but there's the idea of that is lightning. See? But that is shorter. No idea at all whether it's lightning or what. Just that which appears as light, so fast, then that can be directly experienced through mind only, to see the short moment which appears as nothing, only that characteristic which impinges on the eye sense, eye door, and then citta at that moment experience it. But the panya knows, understand that. As no one knows it, nothing. And that is like the test. Just expect to have it arise, more or then or there, see. Until panya sees lopa, it comes again in this form, trying, wishing, doing something, until panya knows that that's not the way, letting go. And that is the meaning of beginning to be letting go. but not the high one or the extreme or the great one yet, not the sharp one. But it begins to see the distinction between the two, the sense door and the mind door, and how can it be directly experienced only through mind door about the nature, the characteristic of each reality separately as they are.
At the beginning of Pativeda, we said the sanya is anatta sanya, right?
Or no one there.
No one there, right.
We don't have to name or call. Even sanya is anatta. Mm-hmm. Because it's there, and citta experience, and panya is there, and sanya is there. Right. It's the beginning of anatta sanya. Mm-hmm. No matter how much we talk about anatta now, the word is remembered, but not directly experienced. So the difference between listening, considering, understanding, to be stable and firm more and more, to condition the moment of sammasati and sammaditi together. It's wrong if there is just only sammasati. There must be sammaditi, otherwise it's useless. Only sammasati or form. But panya begin to understand the characteristic of nama, which is different from the characteristic of rupa, and how many types or kind of rupa appear, and how many kind of nama appear. No arrangement, no expectation. So one knows that it arises by conditions. The second vipassanayana. It has to go on with detachment from the idea of I can do or is I. Even just try a little bit is wrong. And panya begins to see lobha a little more, a little more, a little more, because it's there. Even now it's there. It's not seen. So we understand that if there is wrong understanding from the very beginning, one will have only wrong path the whole life, continue to other lives.
But before the Buddha's time, people still have jhana. We don't really call the path to jhana as wrong path, right? Or they are still wrong path. They're still wrong path.
Because it's not the path leading out of
right,
the samsara.
Right, it's not the noble path, it's the wrong path. Okay.
What's the difference between Giriya and Mahagriya?
Because Mahagriya means only Kama Vajra Giriya. And rupa vajra kriya is not kama vajra kriya. That's why we have to understand the difference between bhumi, kama bhumi, kama vajra, rupa vajra, arupa vajra, lokutra. The sensuous world is kama bhumi.
Kama bhumi. Yujie.
What is kama bhumi? What is kama bhumi?
Now.
What? The sensuous object, whisper object, sound, smell, taste, touch, five senses. And when the panya which sees the danger of the sensor can bring as much as the rupa vajracitta, the tranquil meditation, absorption to the degree that it has only one object appear with different levels of calm, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth. And after that, seeing the danger of rupa, the Espanya, which think about without rupa, it might be better than just to be born and experience seeing the object, seeing, hearing, smelling, the whole day, the whole night, never get away from all these senses.
He has to see the danger of the rupa, not bored, not because of bored of the rupa.
Not just want to become.
Or some people may be bored of the sense door experience.
Not
that's not.
To be panya.
It has to be seeing the danger.
The panya which understand that. How to get away temporarily.
Because some rich people may just have all the sense pleasure and then just feel bored. But
because
it doesn't mean
they just read
right. And
they follow the word. Mm-hmm. Okay, concentrate. They say it's just concentration. But actually, that concentration can arise with akusla or kusla.
Yeah, right.
When it's bored and it would like to get away from daily life to where they don't know, just not to daily life. So they try with the idea of self, which is not calm at all. So there are wrong samadhi and right samadhi, mitcha samadhi and samma samadhi. With apanya, people today, as much as they can do and have, is wrong concentration. Because not understanding the danger of the sensuous objects at all. Are you bored of the sensuous object? the boring, that kind, cannot lead to the rupa vajra.
No
panya, this is the point. Right. Without panya, it's impossible. And panya has to see the danger of experiencing the sensuous object. But we like the sensuous object.
Right.
We are not bored yet.
But panya can still accumulate it.
Panya, yeah. It depends to see the danger. But I think that to see the danger of the sensuous object is not enough.
No.
One has to be the danger of birth. If there is no birth, no trouble, no dukkha, no seeing, no attachment, no aversion to anything at all. Just keep in mind from the time it's heard, more and more and more and more, that's the way to have really understand the danger. It's impossible just to talk about the danger and see the danger instantly because of the attachment has been accumulated. How long? Uncountable. With ignorance.
Ajahn, just the danger has to be very slightest, like a look at the flower and then suddenly there's attachment to the beautiful flower. Even that kind of danger should be understood.
Who knows the accumulation of the understanding from time to time and years ago.
Right.
But we have different idea about the lotus and the pond and everything, like or dislike, of very much or very little. Depending on conditions. Like the bird, he like it.
Moha.
Just the word. Not right. The moment when it arises and understand because it's completely gone. Instant way.
Right, just thinking. Right.
But without the intellectual understanding, there wouldn't be the foundation for the Samma Makka.
Samma
Makka. That's why
Dao-lu.
Because there are also Mitcha Makka, the wrong path and the right path. Because people just follow the others, the meditation center, see. No understanding at all. Like the blind, follow the blind. Are we blind now? But I thought it's common, very common, the upbringing.
If according to company regulation, it is wrong.
we don't know them.
Is it against Satsapala?
I think it depends on citta at that moment.
On what?
It depends on citta at that moment. And it is useless to try to find out that it has gone. It's not we're wasting time. If you think about that which has gone completely again and again and again. It's gone. What about now? We miss the time to understand reality at this moment. Just think about I in the past, what happened.
And Pat, you were asking if that's against Satchaparami, right? But if you want to be promoted, and you think I should not, is that it's not necessary Satchaparami? I mean, if you actually feel like to be promoted, you feel like to be comfortable, but and then you think I should not break the company rule, and then you are asking yourself should not accept the offer. It's not necessarily, is that necessary such a parami? Because you say if you accept, it's break the such a parami, right? Okay.
For me, I think the atmosphere was not good. For me, I think the atmosphere was not so good.
Okay.
So I think we should just accept like a anumokana, or just accept other people's goodwill, and then so that moment is
the mood.
Because during the whole fight, I think he's not so happy. Whole fight, 3 hours.
I appreciate your thought very much. Yeah, to be such a to do good according to the rule, no matter it's just a little matter or just big one, just keep on the right track.
Even
it can be the example for the other, even for the boss too.
Even could be with the idea of I should keep the rule.
Because he knows the rules. If he doesn't know, it's another thing. And he tried to keep the rule to be sampled, for the other. And even the boss or the person might think that you are very good person. Not to be the wrong thing. But it depends on situation and the way you refuse. But the most important thing is to understand that actually there's no me, that's the best thing. Because it's more difficult to get. But it makes the parami too.
Also, a common question is if there's no I, and there's the idea of I can control my anger. Some people ask, if not even worse, if there's the idea I should and I could control the anger, is that even worse than the anger actually?
Because of the idea of self, it's dangerous.
It's even more dangerous. Yeah. But John, I mean, it's good to have the idea to appreciate Satya, but if there's an idea of self, I should follow the rule. I mean, is that even worse? Or
because all the parami must be that there is no self.
Right.
Not just the self try to have the 10 parami.
Right.
But the 10 parami comes from the understanding of no self. But it cannot be eradicated suddenly. That's why it needs more kusala in order to illuminate little by little by different ways in daily life. That's why Dhamma must be known and directly understood in daily life only. It depends on the mind whether his own daily life is in the forest or somewhere, you don't know. But it has to be daily life. Because it's a real life, not a temporary life or something else.
She's appreciate that you are doing this, this follow, this is the way to follow Sacca Parami, the way to
be,
apply Sacca Parami.
It has to be non-self. For to be to be a parami, there cannot be a self.
Yeah.
Because parami is only with understanding of no-self. Otherwise it's I, the thin parami. It cannot be parami. There is no understanding to lead to the other bank of the river. Okay, we know that there's no me, but how to get rid or eradicate that absolutely, ultimately, no more? It needs parami in daily life. Because the understanding must be now, what is seen, see, until it can let go the idea of someone sitting here and talk, but it's only that which appears. Only that. And as soon as it's there, it's gone completely. To be more courage, to really understand life as it is. Being born alone, die alone, see alone, think alone. Actually, it's only a moment of being alone. But in reality, alone here means no one, only absolute reality. No I, who are alone.
Or sometimes we say chitta is alone, right? In one of the six worlds. It's only one chitta in one of the six worlds.
To see alone now.
Yeah.
Seeing alone.
Seeing is alone.
It's quite a long way to really understand the Ariya Satya before, the dukkha, and the condition, the cause of it, and the end of it, and the way to it. Depends on understanding only.
Yeah. Somehow it's very difficult to get rid of the idea of I. Even during the Dhamma discussion, I'm still thinking about I should do this, I shouldn't do that.
Until
the idea or the I coming in
body. Until Samasati is there. Otherwise, it's only that which will condition the moment of Samasati until it's time ready to arise. So Samasati arises by condition.
It's normal, right? It's not you who is it's not you who is reminding yourself to do this, to do that. It's only Dhamma, it's only Akusala Dhamma, right?
Even the understanding is not there, see? Nothing can be taken from us. To let out everything in the world to the end of circle of birth and death. Very natural.
I think one question you asked before, I'm not sure if I remember correctly, is about the khanda, upadana khanda. Because I'm not sure if you or someone else asked about, because for arahant, there's still dukkha, because there's still khanda arising and passing away, because there's still khanda being anicca. Right. But some people, because they say, as long as there's no loba, then there's no dukkha. Because Arahan already has no more craving. So even though there's still
conduct,
no mental.
Dukkha, pain and things like that still, as long as it's the body.
Right, the vipaka, still there. Yeah.